The following is a presentation of the Town of North Hempstead's Project Independence and WCWP. Welcome to Project Independence and You.
Okay, welcome back. And now it's time for Old Time Radio. You'll be listening to the FBI in Peace and War, Silver Pearl. This first aired in 1956. And enjoy, we'll be back at 11:30.
The FBI in Peace and War. Frederick L. Collins' copyrighted book, The FBI in Peace and War. Drama, thrills, action. Tonight's story, The Silver Pearl.
Smiling at me and look like you're talking nonsense.
I am.
The local police are checking up on every foreigner in Havana, so be careful.
Of course, don't worry. Now, what about the arrangements?
Everything is fixed. It will cost you $10,000 American dollars.
That is too much.
Take it or leave it. We can't waste time.
But...
No buts. Ten is the price.
What guarantee have I got?
You want to get into the United States, we will get you in. Only make up your mind.
All right.
$10,000?
Yes.
Cash in advance.
I am ready.
Very well. First thing in the morning, go to the apartment house at number 14 Calle Nacional. Ask for Joseph Bristol. He is captain of the Silver Pearl.
Silver Pearl?
His fishing boat.
Joseph Bristol?
Yes, he's an American. Just say that Carla sent you.
I understand. Señorita Hernández.
Oh, sí, Pedro?
The gentleman at table 9.
Oh, tell them I will be right over, Pedro.
Sí, señorita.
Some friends at table 9. You're staying for the next show?
No, I'll drink this and run along.
You have everything correct.
Quite correct. Joseph Bristol, captain of the Silver Pearl.
14 Calle Nacional. Say that Carla sent you.
On August 4th, 1953, a trio of men left the Florida coast near Miami in a small fishing boat. The destination was Havana, Cuba, but the boat never arrived. Two of the men drowned in the attempt, and the third was picked up in the water at the point of exhaustion. This is the story of what happened. The date was either late June or early July. The place, a small night spot in Havana called La Zambia. According to our reconstruction, one of these men kept an appointment at this club, received a certain set of instructions, and proceeded to a house at number 14 Calle Nacional.
Yes?
Good morning. My name is Dennis, Paul Dennis. I would like to see Mr. Joseph Bristol. Carla sent me.
Oh, come in, Mr. Dennis.
Thank you.
Alan, how is it?
We're coming, Joe. You must forgive us the way the house looks. We had some guests last night.
I said, who is it, Alan?
My husband, he doesn't feel too well this morning.
Alan!
Joe?
Oh, you.
Please, Joe, this is Mr. Dennis. Carla sent him.
Carla? Oh, Mr. Dennis. Yeah. Well, come in, sir, come in. Shake hands with my partner, Ray Pereira.
How do you do?
Just fine, thanks. Pull up a chair.
Alan, don't stand there like an idiot. Go fix us some drinks.
No, thank you. I'm afraid it's just a little early in the day for me.
Yeah, not for us, huh, Ray?
Joe.
Do like I say.
All right.
To make it fast, my tongue's hanging out.
Yes, sir.
Females. Are you burdened with a wife who's too crazy about you, Mr. Dennis?
I am not married.
Lucky man, all right. It's hot out today.
95. Mr. Bristol.
Yeah, sure. You want to get down to business. Did you bring the money?
Half of it.
Half?
$5,000 for getting me into the United States. Another $5,000 when I am safely back here in Havana.
I see. And how long will you stay in the United States?
About 3 weeks. I have certain arrangements to make.
The Second National Bank of Miami, Florida. Hey, Mr. Dennis?
How do you know?
Well, we always check up on any client who wants to sail with us.
You do?
Always. So we just naturally know that you have a nice bank account and safe deposit box in Miami under the name of Peter Denisenko.
Is that so?
Uh-huh.
And that you want to make passage into the United States, visit his bank, and return to Europe with no one the wiser.
You gentlemen get around, don't you?
Yeah, we manage. Ah, that's right.
Mr. Bristol.
Will I be sober enough to sail tomorrow?
Of course, Mr. Dennis. After all, it's a dangerous business getting by the American immigration people.
Isn't it, Ellen?
Yes, Joe.
Don't you worry, Mr. Dennis. We always deliver our clients safely.
You'll guarantee that.
Didn't Carla tell you? It's very simple. We've constructed a false bottom under our cargo space.
False bottom?
Yeah. Clever, huh? We arrive in Miami. We remove our cargo. Later, when everything's clear, we remove you. May smell of fish a little, but you're delivered safe. We have a deal?
We have a deal.
Good. You won't join us in a drink?
No, thank you.
Well, then we drink alone. Denisenko. That a Polish name, Mr. Dennis?
You mind your business. I will mind mine.
Sure, that's the way I like it. Ray to our client, Mr. Dennis, and safe crossing.
Take a turn at the wheel.
Never mind that. There's a Coast Guard boat up ahead. They're giving us the business on the radio phone.
What business?
Stand by for inspection.
You better warn our client.
Right.
Tell him to keep absolutely quiet.
I will.
No sound at all.
Right. Mr. Dennis? You all right down there?
All right.
There's a Coast Guard boat up ahead. Be sure you make no sound until you hear from me next. No sound at all. All right?
All right.
Good. Now keep your fingers crossed. We're going to stop.
Well, good evening, Senor Bristol.
Well, good evening, Senorita. Would you sit down?
Thank you, I will. You deliver our clients to Miami?
I did. A drink, Senorita?
Yes, if you please. No complications?
None at all. Waiter!
Si, senor.
Two double rum with soda.
Si, senor.
You're a smart operator, Joe.
Yeah. Only dumb with you.
My love is money, Joe.
So I found out. Carla, honey.
Oh, forget it, Joe. You have a wife.
Yeah, she bores me.
I said forget it. Talk about money.
Listen.
Money, Joe. That doesn't bore me.
Okay.
When does our client come back here to Havana?
I pick him up in 3 weeks.
He will pay the rest of the $10,000 then, huh?
Yeah. Big deal.
What? What's wrong about that?
Nothing, baby. Not a thing. But you love money so much. How would you like to have $100,000 instead of $10,000?
Sure.
How would you, huh? Look, you and me, the two of us, we could live real nice on $100,000. Brazil, Rio, you could pick the spot.
Joe, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the money our client will get in Miami. I'm talking about the contents of that nice safe deposit box he's got.
You're going to hold him up?
Oh, I wouldn't call it that. It's just a little extra fee for taking him out of the United States.
Joe?
Huh?
You are a louse.
Sue me.
You would do anything at all if it brought any profit, wouldn't you?
I'd do anything to get what I want, Carla.
$100,000.
Your game?
It sounds...
Yeah.
Interesting.
Two double rum with soda, senor.
Thanks. That's all, waiter.
Si, senor.
Of course, Carla, she goes along with the money, correct?
That was the idea.
Ellen?
Leave her to me. How about it?
I said it sounds interesting.
It's a deal, then?
Yes, Joe, it's a deal.
Investigation of an alien smuggling racket that we had been working on in cooperation with the Immigration Service was aided suddenly by a tip from the Havana police. Agent Reynolds was down in Miami at the time conferring with Inspector Malloy when I put through a call from Washington.
Well, there you are, Mr. Reynolds, a complete report of every boat and plane coming into port in the last few months.
It's quite a stack, Inspector.
Well, we followed your instructions implicitly. Excuse me. Immigration Service, Inspector Malloy speaking.
Hello, Inspector. This is Howard Stevens.
Hello, Steve. How are you?
Fine, thanks. I'm calling for Dave Reynolds. Is he in your office now?
Yes, he is. Hold on. For you, Dave. Washington calling.
Oh, thanks. Reynolds speaking.
Hello, Dave. How is it down there?
Plenty hot, but no luck so far.
Well, maybe our luck's going to change. I've just got permission through the State Department for you to go to Havana.
Well, that is a break.
Mr. Andrews convinced them that we can't stop this racket from the Florida end.
Good.
And I'm in it with you. I'll be in Miami tomorrow. We can take the afternoon flight to Havana.
I'll be waiting.
Okay, Dave. I won't speak to you again. Bye.
Bye, Steve. Well, Inspector, at last the Bureau gets a break.
You do, man.
Yep. We're going to tackle this alien smuggling racket at the source. We're moving into Havana.
Havana's a pretty large town, Mr. Reynolds.
I know, but we've got a tip that we've been anxious to verify.
Anything you can tell me?
Not exactly, but I can tell you one thing. When we get to Havana, we're going to study the native music very carefully.
Native music? You mean like in nightclubs?
That's right, Inspector. The native music like in nightclubs.